everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday BBS program, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date today is September 21st, 2016. And let's clear the dates for everybody. Remember, the days around the 20th normally have some pretty bad energy, so, which means that the aliens use these days to cause harm to humans, we'll say. And then that's up in the maybe Akashic Records, or they can tap into the timelines from the past and bring them forward. So these are like their ceremonial times at this time of each month normally. So here we go. Let's clear the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1. A little heavy. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Oh, let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, and we'll energize them to bring in peace energy. So 1, 2, 3. That feels pretty good. So I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now let's work with you on a situation that you're dealing with, a concern of some sort. So here we go. Think of a situation that's causing you problems. Maybe physical body pain or something. Here we go. So 1. Releasing that, bringing you peace, taking you off that timeline, or and releasing that program that you're connected to. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay, well, if Michelle's there, are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I am here. And hello, Ron, and welcome to everybody onto the Creation Lightship Radio Show. Wednesday night, we answer a lot of great questions that people write in and ask. And let's see, this weekend we have the 25th, so that's going to be another 8-hour intensive healing conference call. And we had a lot of good things that just occurred this past couple weeks, the cultural heritage disconnection. I know people are still working on different things that they are trying to disconnect from. You're welcome to write us in and let us know how that's going. And our Friday show, we had a special request. We're going to be doing some clone interest stories, I guess, Ron. Do you want to maybe talk about exactly what we're looking for, how people have been encountering clones, or if they think they have met one, if they have anything to say about it, they can write us in. We have one person who's written in, and I know that there's probably a couple others here in the box, so if people want to write in about their stories of what they have seen, we'd love to hear them. We're going to be reading those on Friday. Did you want to elaborate on that a little bit more, Ron? Okay. Ron might not be there, so they might be trying to call
him. Okay, I got it. Yes.
Oh, you got it.
So, a phone conversation, if you had one, a marketer maybe, or somebody calling you up, or you called somebody up to get information and they didn't know what you're talking about, but they worked for the company. Checkout counters, maybe you get coffee from one. Maybe they don't know how to give change. Maybe they dress funny, they're different. So anything that you've had on an experience, we'd like to bring that forward and share with people. So that'll be on this Friday's program on BBS Radio, and the date will be the 23rd, so September 23rd, 2016. So if you're listening to an archive and you want to hear more about clones, hopefully we'll get lots of people commenting. So back to you.
Okay, great. So what I find interesting is to think that people that might be clones might dress differently than other people. I would actually think off the top of my head, Ron, that it would be people that wouldn't have any unique qualities at all. What do you think about that?
Boy, I don't know. That's, I don't know. My experience is that, I'll mention my most current one, on Friday. So,
okay.
just not people not being aware or knowing different types of food, et cetera. Anyway,
okay.
Back to you.
Yeah, I guess you guys will talk more about that on Friday. So, okay, we do have a question here, completely not that, so we can go on to other things that people are wondering about. The first question here says, can you please explain the quicker and shorter process to run the magnetic and twisted body alignment? It was something about running bodies one through 10 and so on. Or if already discussed, could you please let us know which show it was covered on? I don't remember which show it was covered on, but if anybody does, if you write in, that would be helpful. And I believe it was something like you put in your name, and then next to your name, you write bodies 1 through 10, and then you run it for 60 minutes, I believe, or maybe 120 minutes. I'm not sure how long it was for. And then you go from bodies 11 through 20, as opposed to clicking on each one separately. Do you remember anything about that at all, Ron?
Vaguely, yes. Let's just see if we can get a program that was described on.
Yeah, I know they went into detail, and I believe it was Anne who had it down pat, was like discussing it and saying how to do it. So I'll be looking through these to see if anyone has a date on that one. Okay. I'm just looking for some other ones here. We have definitely a fan of the Star Trek movies or television show that writes in and has quotes for us, particularly when they discussed healing things, which is really fascinating. I haven't been able to look at them yet, but possibly they might be gotten to on your Friday night show, because I know you do with things on that show. Okay. And also a couple other television shows that they are talking about. Okay, so we have somebody who's written in with some healing tips. And it's rather extensive, so let me just look through this really quick. It says, Dear Fred, thank you very much for that. Fred is our webmaster. I have a few comments and questions for Ron, if I may, partly relating to last Saturday's show. Last Sunday, as I am enlisted also, I felt like my world was caving in. I had to work and only just made it through the day. That night, slept for nearly 10 hours, which I never really do, so I can vouch for feeling funky. I wonder if when they felt ill, I picked up that around the time, if that also could be caused not just by what I ate, but from fighting aliens. So I know, Ron, you mentioned all sorts of physical issues can be caused from that. So, and then they have several different points here. It says, I concur that depression seems particularly strong these days. They were struck by Ron's phrase, the gloves are off now, as if we are reaching a kind of climax in the long fight for liberation. And then they say, for me, the depression comes in like, will it ever end? And all the grandiose promises of a golden age, etc. And one grandiose idea, I guess, was for September of 2016. So it has failed to materialize. And then they say, I just carry on as usual in a way, not very good and manifesting a better life in my old job, all very 3D. with very 3D people, they feel isolated and oppressed. It's very disappointing. That's interesting, Ron. I know that you were discussing that we need to continually do depression barcodes, which is part of our death barcode clearing if we have it. So that might be helpful for the listener. Okay. And then they say, may I recommend a great show, March 5th, 2007. Ron talks about the process of our creation and the true light. Very interesting. So if anyone wants to hear that again, it is March 5th, 2007, where Ron talks about our process of creation and the true light. And then his third point is, Ron asked for feedback regarding doing the unlimited clearings for the cultural enslavement. I have had two quite strong experiences so far. For betrayal, my eyes were just gently weeping all the way through. Wasn't blubbering, but feeling very sad. And pictures of lovers, friends, gurus, etc. from the past flashed before my mind. Just after I saw a former friend at work who seems to have cold-shouldered me so far, so after repeated invitations with no warm response, I have just backed off. I felt very hurt and angry before. Now I look at him much more neutral and care much less. That is very interesting. I have had somewhat of a similar experience recently. And then his fourth point is, back in 2007, Brown said there was no problem for the spirit to ascend. It was the body that had to catch up, etc., and that 99% of our spirit never came here and is outside us in a sense. Only 1% came here or incarnated. There was no mention of the alien barcode, so I wonder if this was a problem that Ron discovered later. Did you want to comment on that, Ron?
Yeah, it depends how much people have lost their spirit, with the alien. So, what I heard sounded like 1% of us came here. No, all of you came here. So I don't know, maybe it got confused a little bit on the reading. I don't know. But basically, it's, you come here, and from then to now, you've lost maybe most of your parts of you, and you may only have 1% less. That's probably what I was talking about. But that's the way it is now. So I don't want people to think that they incarnated here, the only part of themselves, and the other 99% is in the beyond and light. No. Come here as a package, with everything. And the other half of you, which would be somewhere else in the light, hopefully. So, when you come here, what you brought with you is whole and complete. So ideally, I guess if you wanted to look at it, you came here, with half of you. But your other spirit, which is in the light, is still in the light, hopefully. But that doesn't mean that, because when you come here, you have everything with you that you need. Let's just leave it at that. And through all the incarnations here of abductions and different possibilities that you may have had or situations going on where your spirit got taken out of your body or got afraid or whatever, that's the reason why you need clearings now, because your spirit is not strong enough to do that on your own. Let's put it that way. So you need help to do stuff. Otherwise, your spirit would be doing it for you. Remember, your spirit leaves your body when you're in pain, you get hurt, or anything else. So, and it gets traumatized. So if it was all powerful, like people tell you, then it would not be doing that. So it's just fortunately where it is, and that's why you need to have clearings to get more of yourself back into your body. Your spirit will do the ascension, once it's connected to light. And the main thing is your body. A lot of people don't look at their bodies. They just, use their mentalness and think that the mentalness is going to be taken also to the light, which is not. So your mind's telling you one thing, possessed of darkness, and it may want to, they may want to keep your body in the darkness, so they're not going to tell you to work on your body for ascension. I guess back to you. If you have any questions, Michelle, I can answer some on that.
Well, you did answer a little bit of this. I'm just going to finish reading what he did write in case you can elaborate any more of it. But it's generally that, and this is, I think, a subject that is very interesting to a lot of us. You go over it a lot in the archives, and I really enjoy hearing it myself. So he goes on to say, is most of us in spirit then eternally on the light ship while it is the 1% that went out to be incarnated, like in the story of the prodigal son that can be lost and go through the second death, as the Bible calls it? I'm not quite sure.
You're not on the light ship. So you're not there on the light ship. You're here. The other half of you is elsewhere. When you change over and you leave here, then you go into quarantine, and then from quarantine you decide where you want to incarnate next, and you choose your body and manifest the body that you want to come into. Here, the body's already prepared for you, it's prepared as far as genetics, and your spirit will pick a body to see what wants to come into it. And if it does, then it will, come in and be with you, and then you have the birthing process, 9 months later. So as far as being on the light ship, you're not. You could be in quarantine, or on your home-based energy, which is still in light. But you're only on the light ship when you create it. And after that, you leave it. And there's no way to go back because light just creates and creates and creates. And there's no reason to go back to the light ship. Back to you.
Very interesting. And my understanding was that the light ship goes somewhere, and it just comes here what looks to us like every 2,000 years.
Yeah, it comes here because of the alien energies that are here, basically, to look over everything. So it's everywhere and nowhere at the same time. So the light ship comes every 2,000 years because of the darkness that's here. How long it's been coming is probably quite a long time because aliens have been here for eons. More recently, we're having a lot of alien problems. And it's hard to say what the back history has been. If you look at the mountains, for instance, if you drive through maybe New Mexico, and you start looking at mountains, a lot of them are flat on the top. Well, mountains are flat. Only reason they would be flat is because they were used probably for landing bases for alien ships to come on. So, and maybe they had wars where the lasers took off the top of the mountain and made it flat. Or they did it just to have the ships there. So when you see mountains that are flat for long, long ways, you realize that, yeah, that's an alien process that they have done to the mountain. Who knows when that was done? Back to you.
I know that there are different historical things out there, like books and some videos where they discuss that there are things that you can only see from high above the ground, like somebody that's in an airplane goes, oh, look at that. There's this like outline of a huge frog, but if you were on the ground, you wouldn't be able to see that. So obviously something from up high made that or told the people to make it or something. Very fascinating. There's all sorts of evidence that what you're saying is true, basically. So the person just says, basically, thank you so much, Ron. I don't know what I would do without you. There seems nothing much else out there, as it were, that offers much hope spiritually. The New Age seems to be falling apart, so even the false hope doesn't work anymore. And that's what one writer wrote. So, yeah, I really like those shows. So, again, that was March 5th, 2007, and I believe there's several shows around that time or in that year where, you know, Ron, you talk about that quite a bit, how the process works in creation and true light. And it seems a little strange being a human here. It's almost just like, oh, where did it go? Did it leave us here? But, I mean, it kind of did, but it's not like a bad thing. It's just that we feel separated once we're here. So,
I think most people feel I don't know what word to even use. I guess betrayed, you know, it would be one word. Most people probably are afraid of the earth in a sense, because, you know, the earth is controlled by aliens, so if you had a choice, go somewhere else that was new to you, you might just say, I'll take that bus ticket, you know, and see what it's like, because could it be worse in this place, you know? So I think people are afraid of the earth, especially when they, you know, wanted to come back here. They're probably, you know, a lot of people talk about their birthing process so they can recall it, but they don't want to come out, you know? So, a lot of people probably are afraid of the Earth's energies, of what's here, because that would be controlled by the aliens. You know, it's the Hotel California, you know? So back
it,
to you.
It is. Wow, if you listen to that song, that's interesting. And then I've seen the behind the music where they explain, we don't really know, that song's not about anything. We just wrote it. But you know, the way you talk, you would say, well, somebody obviously downloaded that song to you. And it's clear what it's about when you really know, because, you know, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. I think it's the term, right? Or some of the words. In I remember being quite young and having pictures taken of me and literally thinking to myself, and I was really young, I was like 3 or 4 years old, like, I'm not smiling. I'm not happy to be here again. I want to go back. So I don't think I'm the only one who's had that experience.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have people told you that? I'm sure they have. Okay. All right, one of the people that wrote in is talking about holidays. It says, since Thanksgiving is not a religious holiday, is it okay to participate in this holiday, or is it hooked into aliens as well?
Well, aliens brought forth religions. Naturally, you know, you're going to be hooked into aliens celebrating something. You know, what are you doing when you celebrate? That's just right to the chase, okay? So what are you doing? You're putting your energy out to celebrate, whether you're doing prayers or jumping up and down or, you know, in celebration, you are connecting your energy to something. You're losing your energy to something. Let's put it that way. And so where's it going? So that's the problem that people have, is not knowing what they don't know. And because everybody else is doing it, why not? I can do it too, you know, because they're doing it. And that's the problems that people have. So it's to be kind of weird when you hear people talk about these religious holidays, whatever it would be. Because naturally they're giving their energy away. There's something outside of themselves, and they're told that whatever they're doing, it's good. And this thing, you know, is good. And they have scripture to tell you how good it is.
Yeah, I think people keep getting a validation. Oh, you're a good person if you do this. You're a good person. Which, you know, people are already good people.
Yeah, there's a show which I heard about on Netflix called Holy Hell. And it's people who are maybe with gurus and stuff, and you could find out more about it by maybe tuning into that one, of what can happen to people. And they celebrate and do things, attunements and everything. And, you know, if you look at the New Age movement or whatever, it's not even New Age. Going back through history, you know, I was watching the movie Vikings, so I have one more show to watch, and it's on Amazon. I didn't get the first part of it, the first series, but I listened to the ones after that or watched them. And they had a really good thing to mention. The Vikings, and I do not know what year this was, okay, but the Vikings were worshiping these gods, and the gods would materialize in people, and they were called travelers. And then the traveler would come and have sex with all the women to bring forth, their species, down here. But basically, they were, since the Christians didn't like them because they're worshiping more than one god, and this goes with, them doing sacrifices for the solstice and different times of years, what you have is these people worshiping these gods, and they were actually real. And the gods come in and do mind control on the women, and all of a sudden they're having all these orgies, in a sense, we'll say. And the women now produce a hybrid, we'll say, person. But basically what they were saying was, here we have all of our gods, which we have seen and connected to, and they talk to the gods, talk to the people, just, through mind control. And they go, here Christianity has only one god. And they don't like us because we're worshiping all these gods that have been here longer than that time since Jesus, okay? So I don't know what time frame this movie was supposed to represent, but, these gods have been here for eons of time. And the Christian one has only been here for a short time. And so why should they even look at this one god when they have all the other ones that they're worshiping? So it's quite interesting. So back to you.
Yeah, I can understand the thinking. And, of course, they're also like, and if we just do these certain things, we get all this stuff from it. So, they have their results from it, basically. It's interesting because every culture has their own god and their own results, which is the reason they continue doing it. And it's also fascinating that I have read some of these, different cultures and stuff like that, and I'm sure many of our listeners have. And many religions back then, or what you would call religions, I guess they were worshiping an alien god or whatever, were based off of having mass orgies and then incarnating those bodies into physical bodies on this planet. And that those became our rulers, and that's why we have hierarchies in governments and also in businesses and all of our structures, because there is no hierarchy in light, but there is in darkness, which is what we have here. So it's all fascinating, but the thing is, it's right there. It couldn't be more obvious. It's literally in our day-to-day living, and yet people don't see it because it's not quite put in those terms. Yeah, I guess people just, we keep getting reincarnated so quickly that we forget. And we can read about it in a book, but there's no actual experience that we can remember, so we just forget that it was this way. So, anyway, so that is called Vikings. Is it like a History Channel kind of report?
Yeah, it's a movie on Amazon, Vikings. I haven't seen the first part, but I think they have maybe four or five shows, seasons, we'll call it. I have one more show to watch. And they're, and the gods, you know, they talk to the gods, and the gods kind of tell them what they do, or what to do. So they are getting, in a sense, in New Age talk, they are getting divine inspirations from God, and that's what they're doing, and they're channeling this stuff. You know, it's the same process, just that, you know, since, you know, the New Age came about from, you know, the early 1900s, probably, you know, the people that kind of brought up the New Age. And then it got really amplified in the 60s, probably 60s and 70s, and taken over. And I won't get into all that stuff, but basically that's what's going on. So once you realize that something outside of yourself can be detrimental to your health or your life, once you realize that, you go back to the simple teachings of Jesus, which was go within. And, you know, don't go outside of yourself. Don't get hooked up. And be innocent like a child, which means, you know, to get rid of the mind control, the judgments of things. And just look how a young child is. They don't judge. They don't really think. They might smile a lot unless, you know, they have a problem, you know, with something going on. But normally they're pretty happy until they get learned and taught how to walk and talk and yes and no and stop and go, and then they're just like the adults are. Probably by the time most of the children are at the age of 10, they're consumed. So, anyway, won't go much further, so back to you.
Yeah, it's true, though. I know what you're talking about. I remember noting that as a child, going, man, I hope I never get all stressed out like that. Okay, so the person goes on to mention, you know, is the 4th of July the same thing? But even though Thanksgiving and the 4th of July are not religious holidays, they are government holidays, and the word govern literally means control, and meant means mind. So there you go. Okay, and then they say, I just junked my Christmas decorations. What a relief it was, like a huge weight was lifted off of me. Another result from the cultural enslavement clearing I did. Yahoo! Thanks, Ron. So that's great.
Yeah, and all those energies are with that. So, you know, all the Christmas decorations will carry the energies of all the other Christmases if you use them. Oh, you know, because you're not rinsing them off with water, typically, or doing a clearing on them. They're just kind of hanging around. Anyway, it's just once you finally realize that in a sense, you're alone here, and all you have is yourself to deal with, then you start realizing that, yeah, I better, you know, empower myself and use my spirit to help, you know, lead my life and do what I want to do and get out of judgment. And once you do that, you become more peaceful. That's why we have clearings. That's the whole process of what we're trying to help people do, is to get out of, if you want to use the word, the matrix or whatever. By doing so, you can become peaceful. Otherwise, you're running mind programs and whatever we have on the website that deals with the mind energies, that's what you're dealing with. You have lots of clearings there. And, you know, like we always say, you don't need all of them, but, you know, you first start off with the basic ones that will definitely help you and take you, you know, way beyond, you know, the energies of what everybody's dealing with. Once you get past, you know, like an emotional clearing, you do that and you do a mental, and maybe you have a fear clearing or something else going on. Once you do these few clearings, whole lifetime ones, you start feeling better. And you go, wow, you know. And you're able to have discernment and look at your friends to see that they should probably have it also. But what you really realize is that your friends were in the same boat you were in, and now you're out of that boat, and you're seeing all their dramas and traumas and how it's taking a toll on their life. And, you know, you could always ask somebody who's dying, hey, what would you like to do? You know, what was the most painful thing in your life? And they could probably tell you a bunch of things. And that's probably why they're in that hospital bed, you know. So, and, you know, one clearing could have probably helped them out, you know, 40 years ago. That energy is still with you. That's what I say. The best thing is when you get triggered with something. Somebody triggers you. And then you go, what clearing do I need now? Because I just got triggered. And from there, you want to look at it and, you know, probably get, you know, the energies released from you. Oh, you know, sometimes the most awful thing that could happen to you or that you see on TV, and that's why I say go to a movie or whatever and just see if you're jumping around. Maybe you have one you don't want to see, you know. Maybe for some reason, you know, you don't like to see a bow and arrow, you know. Maybe for some reason, you know, in a past life or through your soul family or be an entity with you, but regardless, whatever it is, they don't want to see that because it could cause you harm, thinking that's going to happen to you. That's what you want to get rid of because that's blocked energy in your body. And what's it blocking? You have no clue. But, you know, if you're on your last days of life and you go, yeah, I remember that. I watched one show, you know, and they had bow and arrows in there, and I didn't watch any longer. I saw it when I was 10 and got frightened to death. And now, you know, they're bringing up an issue that they had, which could be killing them. If they would have got it cleared out, then they might be very peaceful. The whole thing is to become peaceful. You should be able to watch any program, any show, and have absolutely no reaction to it. I like watching programs, and then I watch them and see what's going on. And I always try to relate it to, what are the aliens doing? What did I miss? Okay, and that's how I watch movies, to get some information that I may not have. Well, that's how I view things. So it could be, you know, one that is really, really awful and, you know, may have, you know, situations are going on where you may not want to see something, but you may need to do a clearing on it. Well, back to you.
Yeah, so in a sense, I suppose you could be watching, you know, whatever show comes on or whatever you're interested in and keep a journal, like whenever you got triggered, oh, that situation bothered me. Was it something they said? Was it a look? Was it the scenery? Was it the time frame? Was it the situation? And then in a way you could use it to study yourself and what your issues are that you need to have pulled out of you and then get the right clearings and, you know, just get on that and get them out of you so that you are more ready. Because humans have an incredible capacity to suppress things and then forget them. And But if the energy's still in you, that doesn't help you. It doesn't help you to...
Look at the Viking show, for instance, okay? So right away, what got me to watch this program is that we saw a program in Norway, and they had this large boat, and we're just kind of watching the scenery, you know, to do some traveling, you know. So we're watching the TV with this program. That's this large, gigantic, you know, cruise ships going there. And I'm looking and I go, wow, all that's there in these waters is like mountains on both sides and it's a bunch of rocks. You know, I wouldn't want to live there, you know. And then all of a sudden the Viking show came on and it, you know, they were also talking about Vikings in this program. So we started watching that. I'm looking at that as, man, you know, if you were a Viking back then and you have any of that remembrance, that life was probably awful, okay? Well, you know, actually, who wants to be in a boat without a raincoat, maybe, you know, some type of clothing on you, and the wind comes up and it starts raining out, and you're in this boat in the middle of nowhere and you can't get off, food isn't that good, or there's no food. What a hardship. And the Viking movie basically started off, they wanted, this one person wanted to go out and get land, so they went to England, and they tried to invade England, but that didn't work out. But anyway, he saw the nice soil over there, and he was a farmer, and he wanted a farm, so he goes, wow, let's go there and invade part of England, you know, and we can do farming. But basically, you know, they were looking for a better life. So, you know, if you do have anything with Vikings and you don't feel, well, like you can say, I've been there, done that, well, possibly you have some clearings that you may want to do because, that life, when you look at it, wasn't that good. You know, in the movie it doesn't show it bad, but, you know, if you're out on a boat in the ocean or on a lake and the wind comes up and water gets on you, nothing's worse than probably being cold or frozen, you know. So anyway, I don't want to talk too much, but if you do have an issue, that could be what it is, having a very, very hard life. Well, forget about killing people or anything else. Let's just look at the life that they had, and maybe you're looking at it and go, oh, geez, you know, been there, done that, I don't want to go there. Or maybe any other movie that you see might be kind of similar. Anyway, I guess back to you.
Oh, definitely. We are very comfortable creatures, most of us, not all of us, but many people have a generally comfortable life than probably almost everybody around the globe in those olden days. It was cold. And you had to constantly find food. So,
yeah, I have something to add. You're talking about people having gods to pray to. I'm just curious, going sideways here. I wonder what, maybe in the old days, maybe not now because, you know, the stock market, I heard, is not doing very well. But in the old days, what were those traders maybe praying to make money? Is there a money god they were praying to, you know? So anyway, I won't, because they're probably doing something. They got a rabbit's foot, unfortunately. I hate to use that, but that's for good luck. Boy, what a crappy thing for the poor rabbit, you know? But anyway, they may have something that they use as a ritual to make money, and that's controlled by the alien. So maybe you're a trader listening to me, and they go, oh, yeah, you know, I used to do this here and everything else, and if I didn't do it, I didn't make any money. When I did do it, it worked. And, you are using some energy outside of yourself. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I remember reading this thing once saying something about how, oh, yeah, when you were like, you know, cave people, which was millions of years ago, not just a couple thousand years ago, or not cave people, I don't even know if that ever happened, but at a time when you had more desperate needs that were not being readily taken care of, and maybe animals were more prominent, so you were their food, basically, that the aliens were saying, you used to call up to us, and so we would be like, sure, we'll help you, but, you know, cost comes at a cost, and now the cost is our emotions, and the cost is our mental capacities and everything, so... Okay, well, we're in 2016, and I'm kind of glad about that for that reason. Okay, Ron, we have a request to clear aliens in our midst.
Okay, so if any aliens are listening, and... Ugh, boy, there's some there. Okay, so they can leap here as long as they haven't done anything bad to people. In a sense, okay, so I'll leave it, you know, very simply with that. These could be ones that have been enslaved by other aliens. They can leave here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Oh, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. Oh, let's see. Oh, that feels for everybody. Pretty heavy. So back to you.
So, Ron, I'm going to ask now, the ones that you say have done harm and have not been allowed to leave, will they be taken into custody, so to speak, so that they can't do more harm to us?
Typically, ones that have caused harm, and most of these, I believe, are no longer here. So, if there was someone here that probably cloned out, okay, but if there was someone here that caused a lot of problems that looked human, that was actually an alien in that body, but they looked human, and then they tried to leave. A lot of these got taken out, I don't know if it was maybe 9 months ago, 10 months ago, something like that. And these people were all trying to leave, I think, by the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken, because they knew that this year they would, you know, maybe have their hand caught in the cookie jar. So they were all trying to leave through portals and stargates, et cetera. That was probably created for them, or they knew about them. And once they started to leave, then they were captured and caught and put into holding cells. So they would look human but still be alien. First, the ones that I was working with that wanted to do this, and these were aliens that came back to help the time-traveling soldiers, and these were aliens like I saw fish aliens that no longer here, probably from pollutants. I saw birds. I saw dinosaurs like this, that their species, from the humans were terminated in some way. So they wanted to come in and help out. And they first started whacking off heads of these aliens, of these humans, I should say, to get rid of that, and they were looking for getting their ancestors and siblings and things that would still be here so that they would not contaminate the universe out there. Once they escape, they do the same thing they're doing now. Most of them have probably been caught. And you may be able to see that in some of the pictures of people that are in the news a lot. The rag magazines, where they're kind of falling apart, looking, different than what they did a year ago or something, as they no longer have the availability in the clone factories to do such things. So I keep it very, very general here. So that's kind of what's going on in the process here of the Earth. So the aliens that helped, if they had any ties to any of these things, they're scanned and they get probably questioned. And their DNA is checked. If they have DNA, then there's a database that is available that's used. If they are connected to somebody who has done bad things here, then they're probably sideways into a cell for interrogation. So anyway, that's it. If the alien was here and they, were forced to do things, that would be considered something else. Crimes against humanity, I guess I could call it, would be the ones that are definitely captured and caught. The other ones just could be here doing things, you know, that are, you know, controlled by aliens. May not even affect humans. They may just have, you know, trying to dig up gold or minerals in the earth someplace, and they're trapped here. So that's the way I would probably want to end the conversation here. So back to you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for the update. That is very interesting. Yes. I believe that occurred back in April, so that was several months ago already. Okay, Ron, and then we have a second request to make sure that the Earth is in alignment.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Yeah, it's fine. It wasn't hardly out at all. Oh, back to you.
Great. Okay. And then we did get a response about doing the magnetic twisted body clearing, making it happen a little quicker. So what you do is after your name, you put in bodies 1 through 10, and then you go from there 10 to 20, and then 21 to 30, and then on and on. And you run each one for 50 minutes because normally it would be 5 minutes for each body, and you're doing 10 bodies at a time. So you run it for 50 minutes, and then the light beings will just go through those 10 bodies, and then you put it to the next one as opposed to hitting each separate one. So that does save a little bit of time. It makes it go easier, I'll say. It might take about the same amount of time, but it does make it go a little easier. Okay, and we just have a few more minutes, Ron. We have one person who wrote in, I love the cultural enslavement clearing. I don't feel guilty anymore about the mistakes I made as a parent and have been able to politely cancel seeing my granddaughter baptized. Plus, I plan on going on a trip at Christmas to avoid participating. Thanks, Ron. I didn't even know I needed this.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. That is phenomenal, actually, to get out of something like that. That is really good. So, okay. And then another person wrote, thanks so much for the tile tab information. I have mine going, and the tile tab program is easy to use. However, the next day I went back to start up the layout, I found the layout empty of login information and the tab back to the Creation Lightship login page. I'm hoping you know how to fix this. Thanks so much. Plus, how did you make the multiple monitors going? I can find nothing about this. Are these special computers with disability, or am I on a different timeline than you? LOL. So, another one of our listeners wrote in a little while ago with some really good tips on how to lay out their clearings so that they were easier to do and see and make sure they were all seeing us. So if that person has any more information for our other listener, we would gladly go over that again whenever you want to write in with that. That would be very good. So I believe the question is that they're asking about different monitors and that when they tried to start up the layout again, their monitor was empty of login information. Oh, they found the layout empty of login information and the tab back to the Creation Lightship login page. I use a different type of system, so I'm not even familiar with what they're asking. So if a person who knows about that has any idea, then we would be grateful for their input. Okay, well, Ron, I don't know if it's time for the Mind to Heart Drop or if we're going for...
That's good, Mind to Heart Drop. So here we go, everybody. And it's very simple. You need to command your spirit and think about this, and you're in darkness. So you need to command your spirit to take thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. And here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, we'll start over here. So you want to command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. Say that. So I'll say it again slowly. So I now command my spirit, say that, thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. There we go. I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, and 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Everybody. Oh. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on our Thursday call where we get rid of the alien replicas of a problem that you're dealing with. You're put on timelines with whatever you're dealing with physically. Oh, here we go. End our program. So thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Bye.